Easier than selling pussy. Today I'm going to teach you how to craft the best, the legendary, the mother of the offers. How can you make your product so desirable that people want to just pay for that? That the value is so fucking high that they feel that it's worth it more than the money that they have in their pocket. Imagine that you are in your house a Saturday night and you are so fucking horny. You really want to have sex. You want to penetrate. And suddenly you receive a WhatsApp message from a woman and she asks you to have sex. She's offering you her intimate part, her amiguita. You are going to say yes 1,000% of the time. Even if the woman is so fucking ugly, even if she haven't had a shower in 2 days, you just want to have sex. So that's what you want to bring to your product or service. That vibe of desire. And the way that you can create that is by having a compelling offer. And remember this, a compelling offer is better than a convincing argument. Many people want to explain why their product is good, what their service is going to change the customer life, but no, that is not enough. Having a compelling offer is exactly hitting where the market is starving for. The thing that the market is, de lo que el mercado está hambriento, the thing that the market is starving for is exactly the thing that you are going to hit with your proposal. So that's going to be today's episode. Remember, as always, we work on the PC, but when we want to study, we use pen and paper. So don't forget to write down all these ideas, because today you are going to learn how to write the best offer as possible. And by the way, when you have a good offer, now running your ads, tus anuncios, your sales copy, closing the deals, the customer service, everything else becomes easier because since the beginning, you have a good proposal. And that's what we are going to analyze today. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to who else? To me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to learn all the wisdom in English from my part, you can go to inglesparacholos.com. I have a lot of videos explaining the service there. And something extra, if you want to share this podcast, please share the podcast, spread the word with your people, send them to Google Podcasts and Spotify, and they will find me with my nickname, Uncle Valta. Two things that we need to address before I'm going to give you 7 steps to craft this beautiful offer. But two things that we need to consider is, first, most of the people, they get distracted with the feature, con las características of their product or service, and other people get distracted with the benefit. This is going to benefit you in this way. No. We have to do reverse engineer. What is the desirable outcome, the desirable result that the customer want? And from that, we need to craft our offer. And the second is, people don't give a fuck about your company, about your customer service, about your reputation. They already assume that should be good, that you should be reliable. They assume that is not something that you can brag about. And I say it because many of the people that send me their website, on the website they say, oh, we have been doing business for more than 10 years. Nobody cares about that. But you know, what do they care? Is what is the solution? How are you going to reduce their pain? How are you going to fix their problems? If you know how to show that, people will pay attention. And something extra, when you are crafting your offer, remember to use words that are different than other people. And many times when they sell me their offers, they say, we are going to help you with digital marketing. Everybody use the word digital marketing. Use words that are closer to your prospect, to your future customer. And how you can create the perfect words, a connection, by understanding who is going to read that offer. It's not the same if you are selling to a young woman than if you are selling to a businessman. So always, what are the words that will call their attention? Now, let's start. We have here 7 steps. Please, pay attention to these 7 steps because this shit is going to make your life easier. These things, they don't even teach this in the university. This is a lot of experience and a lot of information that I have been gathering these days. Before continue, my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. If you want to contact me for Inglés para Cholos, for my supplements or the audiobooks, you can go directly to my personal WhatsApp. Step number one, rationality. Why this is so good? If you are offering something that is so fucking compelling, why is it so good? People are going to have questions. And the answer could be, maybe you have excess of inventory. You can say, oh, we bought too much inventory and we are, you know, giving an insane discount because we want to rotate the products. Also, if you are a new person, you have a new restaurant, you can say the first week of our restaurant, we are going to have two meals for the price of one. If you are a service supplier, you can say we are going 50% of discount if you give us a testimonial of your experience using the product. Always create a rationality. When you do this first, the offer is more believable. People will believe that yes, this is why the price is so good. And second, people are going to spread the word. People will say, hey, you know, here I have a huge deal. And when you offer huge deals, people want to tell that to their friends because they want to be cool telling the people, I found this deal. So that's why rationality is step number one. Number two, build value first. For the 100% of the people who want to buy a product, only 3% are willing to buy it now. 97% will buy it in the next weeks, months, or even years. So this 97% is a market that nobody is targeting. And you can take advantage of this. How? Creating content, giving information, giving value in advance to these people. So by the time that they are ready to buy, who is the first person that they are going to think about? It's you. Exactly. So just by creating a explaining how to fix problems around the situation that they have, you can be sure that you have now their trust. You need to, for example, find where these people gather, where are the most popular platform, what kind of content they consume, what they are looking for. Create videos or podcast audios or even images on Instagram replying frequent questions that you have, that they have about your product or service. My friend Tony, for example, he's importing a paper bone, papel bone. And on his content, he's teaching people why his paper bone is better than the average paper bone and why a whiter paper bone is better than the one that you find in the regular store. So you have to do the same. The beauty here when you build value in advance is that when you provide this content, you're going to have feedback. You will understand better the pain or the needs of your customer. And that helps you to bring more value to your offer, and that will help you to close even more sales. So always give things in advance. It's first give and then ask. And even better, I can tell you, you don't need to ask. When you give a lot, people will ask you, why are you selling? And it's going to make your life easier. When you build value first, you need to convince less and you will close more. Let's go to the number three, pricing. And in pricing, I want to show you the power of anchors, de las anclas. Always anchor your product or service with something else. People love to compare things. Let's talk about a house, for example. If you tell a person a house in Surquillo that costs $300,000, they will say it's so fucking cheap because the average house now is $400,000 here in Surquillo. But if we talk about a Toyota, I don't know, like a Toyota Yaris, and you tell the person the Toyota Yaris $30,000. No, I can get that for $15,000. So that's why you want to find the anchor that can be compared with what you are offering. And always try to find better anchors. When I started Ingles para Cholos, the anchor was other English institutes. Now the anchor is business schools. People who want to study business in the university, that is my anchor now. How much costs a university degree? Like 120,000 soles, 120,000 soles. And here I want you to remember this. When we talk about the price, it's not just the money that the customer will pay, it's also the time. So check this. The university degree, 120,000 soles in total. The time, 5 years. The effort, destroying his life for 5 years. 5 years is going to be hell, va a ser infierno for that person. I can tell you by experience. Most of the people that I know, including me, that we went to the university, it's like, university make you age like 10 years, envejece 10 años in the university. You want to make at least one of these better. You want to or reduce the price, or reduce the time, or reduce the effort. And if you can reduce the three things at the same time, that is going to make your pricing so fucking good that people don't think twice for paying you because they say, there is no other option. Why spending 5 years in the university if in 6 years I can have a master in business and I can start making money. So instead of 5 years, 6 months. Always try to make, try to give the outcome for a 10% of what they will spend in other place. Could be in money, could be in time, or could be in effort. Let's go to the number four. Premiums are everything. Always additional benefits. If you buy a protein, people will give you the what they call las pulseritas, no? So you can put that in your wrist. If you buy, for example, when they buy supplements to me, I give audiobooks. It costs me just one time to record the audiobook, and I can give it to everybody, the fasting, the ayuno intermitente. You want to always have extra benefit for your people. Even better if these extra benefits or premiums are going to help more or help them more to fix the problem that they have now. All the premiums are a good thing. That's when you check, for example, the publicity of quality products. They give you the offer and at the end they start showing the premiums. If you buy, for example, the knife, if you buy it in the next 24 hours, you will get an extra knife, another thing. All the premiums make the value of the offer more compelling for your customer. And here I don't want to deviate too much from this episode, but we need to remember something. We have price and value. It's not the same. Who determines the price? You as a seller. You say, my service is going to cost this for the customer. So let's, I don't know, like your service is going to cost 1,000 soles. Your customer will say, for me, this service is worth it 2,000 soles. So 1,000 soles is a good price. And how can you make your customer decide to pay more? Well, you can teach the customer all the benefits of your product or service, but you know what is even better? Targeting the right people. If you want to sell a Volkswagen Escarabajo, for example, if you want to sell it to a person that don't know about cars, they say, no, that's a fucking old car. But if you sell it to a person that loves Volkswagens, they are willing to pay more money for that. And if you are going to sell my Volkswagen to me, I will say, yes, that's my father's car. For me, that is worth a lot of money. Always target as best as possible your market so these people will value more your effort. Let's try to do two extra things before wrapping this up. Scarcity. Scarcity always helps. That's why you have the Rolex. That's why the schools, for example, they have like a limited amount of students that they can receive per year. And people are willing to pay. Now I think people are paying like $10,000 in advance, not for the monthly payment, just to get a space in the school. So having limited capacity to receive people is going to help you to create a scarcity. How can you create a scarce asset that bring the money to you? Especially now with inflation, people are chasing a scarcity. What are the things that we cannot find more so we can put our money before the thing increase in price again? And last but not least, here is the difference between a beginner businessman and an expert businessman. And it's, don't leave money on the table. Most of the people, the vast majority, they only make money when they sell something. That is just the beginning. That is the front end of the deal. You can make more money in the middle end and in the final end of the deal. I will give you the case of my friend Este Jaime. He sells cars. But he don't only sell cars. He also sells insurance, La Garantía, and he also sells the bank loan, el préstamo bancario. He has an ecosystem around the thing that he's selling, and not many people are doing that. Something extra, when you follow your customer after you sell the product to them, you can sell more things. I can tell you, people from Inglés para Cholos, they buy me 5 kilos of Babilonio, they buy me 2 ligandrols, and here is the deal. The more a person spend money with you, the more trust they have, because they know each time that I buy something, I can just trust these people. I have a friend, for example, my friend, I cannot give his name, but well, every 2 months he buy me a testosterone. Every 2 months, it's like, I don't need to convince him. I don't need to tell him, buy me. No, he just, Jose, your bank account, and I give my bank account. That's why you need to remember that the life value of your customer, LVC, life value of your customer, is something that is more important than just selling one time. And to boost this thing, to take this thing to the next level, And maybe I should have recorded another podcast for this, but I want to include it on this podcast already, is that we need channels for our current customers. For example, I will have a workshop, un taller, this October 15th, about la eyaculación eterna. I'm going to teach people in real life how to create a business around their passion. And I had only used my WhatsApp channels for that. I haven't used my Instagram, my YouTube channel, no, just my WhatsApp channel, mi canal de WhatsApp. And with that, I have sold already the 10 tickets that were available. So that's why you want always to craft channels for the people that already buy you, so they can continue buying you, and you can design an offer with the words that they want to read and with the words that they understand. I hope you enjoy this episode for real, this shit of how to create a compelling offer. In order to do this episode, you can be sure that I spent at least like 5 hours doing research about this. But the beauty is that this helped me to create this podcast, and also this helped me to improve my offers. Always we can better our offers, and the better is your offer, the easier it's going to be your life. And by the way, you can also craft better your sexual offer. That could be other episode. How to craft better your sexual offer. So when you are in front of a woman, you can explain, you can show your value easier to her. Maybe that is a podcast for other day. Remember, if you want to contact me, +51 98 90 23 986. That's my personal WhatsApp. And remember to spread the word. Tell your people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify, and they can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta.